Today FM with Al Porter.
I was talking to Pam and we had a caller on the other day, and I'm going to try and see if I can get him back, because he asked somebody to marry him after 6 hours, and she was going, that is ridiculous. That's one of the most impulsive things you could ever do. But I'm all about spontaneity and impulsivity. One day I went to a gaff party, right? And I was there and it was about 1 a.m. and I said to my mate, have you got your passport? And he said, what you mean? And I said, well, just have you got your passport? And he said, I do. And I said, right, we're going away. We got in a taxi. We went to his house. Okay. I know it sounds like something you'd read in like The Sun or some mad magazine or whatever. We went to his house. I gave him 2 minutes to get a hot outfit and a cold outfit. We went to my house and I did the same. We went to the airport and we just booked whatever flight we could get straight away. And the next morning, I mean, needless to say, there was a little bit of drink taken. I don't want to support that or say that that's a good thing, but there was. We woke up and had no idea where we were. So we were in this double bed, and this is a platonic mate, right? But we were in this double bed, and I looked over and I was like, oh, Janie, what happened last night that I ended up in bed next to him? And then I looked around the room and I was like, God, it's weird that he tiled his bedroom. I wouldn't have thought that he would tile his bedroom. And then I got up and I'm thinking, am I having a Freaky Friday moment? Like, have I woken up in the wrong body? Am I doing a Lindsay Lohan here? And I opened the curtains and the sun glared in and I saw a pool and people walking around in, like, you know, sarongs, you know, like sarong it's the right, and, you know, people in togs. And I thought, oh my God, I slept in the community centre. Like, that was genuinely the first thing that I thought was, I'm in Jonestown Community Centre. And I left the door and there were, you know, the brass numbers on the doors. I'm like, oh crap, I'm in a hotel. Anyway, I went to reception. Turned out we'd gone to Fuerteventura. We'd actually gone to the Canaries. Now, I know you're going, oh, well for you to have the money. I didn't have the money at the time. I didn't eat for about 2 months after this. This is back when I was 20. And I ended up in Fuerteventura just randomly. It was one of the best holidays of my life. Impulsivity is a good thing. So I would like to know, if you listen to the show today, prove that I'm not the only one who does it, or that man who asks his wife to marry him after 6 hours. What's the most impulsive thing you've ever done? You didn't put any thought into it. It just happened and you're delighted that it did. Let me know on 53102 or email al@todayfm.com. Actually, scratch that. Maybe you're not delighted that you did. Just let me know. What's the most impulsive thing you've ever done? You too are on the way.
Today FM, Al Porter.
With Iceland. For all your shopping needs.
That's you too, and beautiful day on Today FM. It's Al Porter here. I'm joining you until 2:30 this afternoon. We're talking about the most impulsive thing you've ever done. There's some very funny ones coming in on 53102. George says, Al, I bought a house at 23 during the Celtic Tiger. The bank threw the money at me and it was all done and dusted in a couple of weeks. The biggest, most expensive, impulsive thing ever, and now I'm in negative equity. So much for being spontaneous, says George. Ah, George, that's not great now. Some of them are positive stories though, George. Like, some people have gotten a good thing out of it. Al, my friends knew me for my flowing blonde locks. I was called Goldilocks in school and everything. When I turned 30, I told no one and cut it short and dyed it red. Only lasted a year or two. Bit of a midlife crisis, but I'm glad I did it, said Tina. Ah, yeah, sure, why not? Sure, the celebrities are doing it all the time. Bit of a Britney Spears or a Katy Perry moment, isn't it? Aline, 25, and it's my mother that's the mad one. She went on a girls' holiday to Benidorm and got a tattoo, some sort of tiger thing like McGregor. The woman is cracked. And then this comes in from Andy, Kenny D, a heron. Myself and two friends are huge pool fans. This is Liverpool, I think, as opposed to chlorine-filled basins, and once booked a flight to Liverpool during a free lesson in college. Left at 1 p.m, got the flight at 4 p.m, went to Anfield and managed to wrangle tickets to a Europa League game. We met a group of lads who were heading to a party, so we followed and got a flight the next morning. Best thing I ever did in my life. Tell Rob fair play. You have to live a little in this life. I will tell Rob fair play, because I managed to get him again. He played blind mate the other day and he didn't succeed, but he told us all about his impulsivity in relation to his marriage, and I've got him. So we're going to talk to him in just a little bit. Bit of George Ezra. Ah, Izzy Bazoo talking to you on Today FM. It is Al here. Now, I told you I got him. I have him on the line. We first heard from Rob when he appeared on our little segment called Blind Mate. He told us part of an extraordinary story, just a tiny bit. So much so that we had to call him back and get him to tell us more. Rob, how are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm very good, Rob. Rob, when I spoke to you the other day, I didn't even know what to say.
you're not the first one not to know what to say.
It's the most incredible story, so maybe you want to tell it in your own words.
Okay. I went on holiday in 2003. It was one of my best mates had said, "You want to go on holiday?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" Which was not the norm for myself. He unfortunately ended up not coming because his mother washed his trousers, thinking she was doing a good thing. Unfortunately, his passport was in there, so
right. It
kind of stopped him from going. So I ended up going with acquaintances. My wife, Marion, she had said to her mother, "Look, I had 2 weeks holidays before I start a new job. Tell me where you want to go, anywhere in the world." And she was hoping for somewhere exotic, naturally. And she got, "Well, I took you to Benidorm in 1974. I'd like to go back and see if it's changed."
Okay.
It probably changed within a week of them being there. So given it was 2003, there would be a slight change to it.
So end up in Benidorm.
Yeah, through no choice of our own, as it were. The first thing that Marion and her mother saw of myself was my lily white butt running into the sea. You have to streak. It's protocol. At least that's what I tell everybody. And she said she thought, "God, if I could only be as free as that." So her mother and herself saw my lily white butt. Then it was 12:30 in the morning of July 18th.
And
I went over to the bar and I said hi. And she said, "I'm not interested in anybody, you know, talking to be younger than me." So I was like, "Okay, here's my passport." It transpires that I'm actually 6 days older than her.
So that
stopped her in her tracks with a younger fella. And after a lot of talk and everything else, 6 hours later in the sea, I asked her to marry me and she said yes.
It's just incredible. I mean, what was it about Marion and the chat that you had? I mean, that must have been some good conversation.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about everything under the sun, and it was just right. I mean, there's the old adage, for those that don't understand, no explanation will help, and for those that understand, no explanation is needed. It was right. And I mean, this is September 2017, we have two little girls, and we're still happily married.
I mean, I think it's extraordinary, and I'm not taking the mick out of you. I think it's brilliant, you know, and I believe in love like that. I mean, when I met my boyfriend and I just immediately was like, "Oh my God, I've never met anybody who, you know, who's like this." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the way you can click. But had you even shared a bit of a smooch before you asked her to marry you?
No.
Wow.
Hello. She'll kill me. But I was skinny dipping. She was pajama dipping.
Okay.
Because she says, "I'm not taking my clothes off." I said, "Well, I am. I'm on holiday." So, the sun was rising and I just said, will you marry me after all our conversations? And literally without hesitation, she said, yes.
Oh, Rob, that is amazing. It's such an incredible story. I'm delighted for you and your two girls and your happy family. Your impulsivity definitely paid off. And it's just the most romantic thing. Let us know what you think of Rob's story. Text us on 53102 or you can email Al at todayfm.com. Madness.
Today FM with Al Porter.